News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Why do we lose our sense of play in adulthood and how can we reclaim it? Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist, author of Home is Where the Start Is, joined us. Richard, we do lose that sense of play, that sense of fun and abandon a little bit when we get older, don't we?
We do, Shane. We do. The adult world can be a litany of banal routine activities, can't it? Getting the lunches, getting the uniforms, dropping the kids, collecting the kids, bringing out the bins, Shane, and bringing in the bins.
Yeah.
We can get caught. We can get caught
the
in that
humdrum routine. Activity.
The humdrum, exactly.
Crushes us slowly, but very definitely.
Annihilates the spirit and creativity.
I'm feeling in despair just thinking about it. But it's funny because I knew I was going to be talking to you about this earlier, and I was thinking, you know, like I do recall like being at school and, you know, that thing where you just cannot stop laughing. And we kind of lose that a little bit as adults. So it's not that we never laugh, of course we do, but you do lose that sense of just that spontaneous fun.
Exactly, you do. And the adult world, as I was saying, that the responsibilities and all the rest of it can get in there and crush that a little bit. And it's so important, you know, there's a whole medicinal aspect to this, that actually just that laughing. Remember that laughing that you used to do in school about whatever nonsensical, absurd thing that had transpired there? It's so good for the brain. It's so good for the soul. But, you know, when you're stressed and you're chronically stressed, receptors in the brain around dopamine decrease. And the way out of that little, problem is like laughter, fun, play. Play is such an important thing, and it's such an important part of my life, if I'm being honest. You know, it's something that I've inherited, obviously, through the family and my grandmother, my mother, and all that. That idea of play is such an important thing. It's a way of viewing the world, Shane. It's a way of, you know, viewing the world through a prism. And then when things come into your life that are quite difficult and all that, if you've got that playful kind of perspective, it allows you to kind of navigate things in a much easier way, I think.
Yeah, like it's funny, we were away for the weekend. Maybe it's easier last weekend down your neck of the woods in West Cork. And maybe it's easier.
I was down there myself last week. Yeah,
maybe it's easier when you're away. But we did, like, we played games on the beach. I jumped in the hot tub with the kids. We played card games, board games. Like, we did stuff that you generally, we pucked around with the hurls on the beach, stuff that you don't really, maybe we just don't have time. We have to make time for it, I suppose, do we?
We absolutely do. And the idea of a dub playing hurling down on the Cork beach is quite disturbing.
Worse, a loud man playing hurling. People were scattering in every direction.
Well, there's a bit of play for you right there watching that. But you know what I'm saying? If you looked at your kids and if you're watching your children in that moment, you know, when they're playing with you, they're seeing dad in that kind of playful way and all that. That's something we need to embed into our everyday life. That's something that shouldn't just be for the holidays, you know. And of course, we're looking at time and all that. But that bit of play, that bit of spirit, that bit of sense of humor about stuff, that way of looking at things, it's not just, you know, whacking balls around the beach. It's about how you look at life a little bit. And, you know, and it's something that really stands as you go through life. My youngest daughter was born with a rare illness there, you know, in 2017. And myself and my wife used to be sitting in the car in the coombe playing a game as we're sitting in the car park in a very difficult situation. But it was our sense of humor, that Cork sense of humor, Shane. It got us through that bit of difficulty, you know what I mean? The way you look at life, it's a very important thing, because my grandmother lived with us until she was 94. And I used to ask her, how do you feel now, Gran? She'd say, about 21, boy, about 21. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing that sustains you through life, to the slings and arrows and the ups and downs.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw a woman pass by the other day on her bike, and she was belting out a song at the top of her voice. And my first reaction was kind of an awful. My first reaction was, Jesus, she won this off her head. And then I actually thought, you know what? Brilliant. Isn't that fantastic?
Good for you. Good for her.
Why not? Yeah. Why do we have to conform to some dull and rigid pattern in life?
And when you see kids, they play so quickly. It's so natural to them. You know, they play. And I give a lot of talks in school and I ask them, what's your favourite subject? And it's always art. It's always yard and art. It's always play, play, play. That's what they love to do. That's what we do so naturally. And I think we kind of drill it out of ourselves by the time we hit 23, 24. We kind of knock that play out of us. And it was like, no, we need to stay connected with that person. That person is going to, you know, allow us to go through life in a very nice way. If we're playful, if we look at things in a playful way. And if, like you said, with your kids, if you're playing with your children, I make games out of everything with my kids. Everything is a game. And I see them themselves when they're playing. Everything is a game. And you're just helping them to view the world differently.
Yeah. Look, great advice as always, Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist, author of Home is Where the Start Is, on the importance of play, Ciara.
Yeah, and it is important.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.